بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل التفرق بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا شقيا ولا محروما. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him, and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him, and he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Last time, it was our second session. What we did with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically, if someone is sitting with us for the first time, this is four sessions, series of lectures. The main title is about how to build a strong and happy family. In the first session, it was like a general introduction. Second session, we talked about general rules about how, first session about general introduction and the basics of how a person should be choosing his or her spouse. We highlighted the concept of إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْ دِينَهُ وَأَمَانَتَهُ, and the concept of تُنْكَحُ الْمَرَأَةُ الْأَرْبَعَ, basically the basic rules of how Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was guiding both males and females on what basis they should be choosing or accepting their spouses. Second session, which was last time, we highlighted the general of what I may be calling, in my point of view, like golden rules, how a husband should be dealing with his wife, how a wife should be dealing with her husband, to the best of my knowledge, and was picking and choosing one of the best, because the time is very limited. Generally, this course, basically, it takes me, if I want really to give it its right, basically 20 hours. So we are having less than 4 hours. So we are giving less than a quarter of what should be highlighted, but because of the limitation of the time. So last time we gave a quick golden rules. Today, the first quarter of the time, let's say about 20 minutes, I will be giving quick evidences about the prophetic way, how he used to deal with his wife and the wives, how they used to deal with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the rest, 75%, I will be moving to our third topic, which is basically how should we be dealing with our kids, depending on Islamic teachings, the most important things. So after the general rulings, today, just quick choosing, let's say. Now, one of the amazing big problems, to the best of my knowledge, after the experience of many years of dealing with the problems, generally speaking, Muslims, specific Arabs, after they are married, in general, especially the old generation, like maybe myself and my father's parents, they do not express their romantic emotions together, generally speaking. Now, we can say, if I translate it literally, the life becomes very dry, Nashville. Okay? For many reasons. It has to do with cultures. It has to do with what we call ثقافة العيب. عيب الزلمة يعبر عن عواطف الأمارات. كيف؟ يعني جيل آبائنا, in general, the generation of my parents. I'm 52 now. My father, he passed away, Allah يرحمه, may Allah descend his mercy upon him, about 4 years ago. If he's alive now, he will be 87, 89, 88, more or less. My mother, she's 74, 73, more or less. So they were married for 52 years before he passes away. One of the daily basis struggle in the generation of my parents, that you do not tell me, sweetheart, darling, honey, does not exist in the vocabulary. It does not exist. From both, especially from males, general does not exist. We have a problem with this. Because of that, and by the way, one of the things that the beautiful family will be established, expressing emotions, expressing love from both sides. Now, generally, I do focus on males because they have the big problem here, not the females. Females, by default, they are an emotional human being, so they do express. The problem comes from the male side after marriage. I'm not talking about before marriage. Before marriage, we are genius in expressing emotions. Before marriage. I'm talking after marriage. Now we are in stage three. They are already married and they maybe starting having kids, maybe having many kids. Life, every year and year, it goes down in terms of expressing emotions for many reasons. Now, if you want to follow this sunnah, look to the sunnah. Aisha narrates. Amazingly, and if I stop by this, and this is deen, this is our religion, really. Aisha says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أكلت قطعة من اللحم أو إذا شربت I'm mixing two hadiths now. I'm taking the core of the two hadiths together. Aisha says, I used sometimes when I eat the meat, you know, when you eat, for example, chicken or lamb or whatever, you will have the piece of bone which is left or bones. She said, Prophet Muhammad used to, I quote, to hold this piece of bone, and he used to put his mouth, his lips on the place of my where I was eating and to look at me. Where is Romeo and Juliet? Fasharu. You know Fasharu? Untranslatable. ما بتترجم فشرو هاي؟ مين كيف نترجمها هاي؟ مين بيقدر يترجم لي فشر؟ فشر روميو وجولييت. اه؟ قالت هذيك معاذ الله. ف it's amazing. Look Anne, she says she used sometimes he used when I drink from a cup he used look to hold the same cup after I drank and to put his mouth in the place of my mouth. What is this between husband and wife? What kind of romantic sign? Let's come to the surprise now that I postponed to the end. When did the Prophet Muhammad used to do this? Do you know? Do you have an idea?
60 years?
No, no, no. I mean, something used to happen on monthly basis. Look to the surprise now to know how great our religion is. As we say, لا حياء في العلم, not لا حياء في الدين, الدين كله حياء. We say, لا حياء في العلم. We should not be shy when we talk about knowledge. Aisha رضي الله عنها, like any other normal woman, you know, women, they have what they call the monthly period. Now, at Al-Madina, the people in general, they were influenced by the Jewish culture. The Jewish culture at that time says, because of the what they have in some teachings in their religion, when a female is in her period, she will become literally, physically impure, najisa. And according to their culture, a woman in her period, if she touches anything, this thing will be najis, impure. Are you with me? Which means, in their culture, it used to, when she's facing this monthly time, 3 days, 7 days, 8 days, 6 days, they used to isolate her at her home from the kids and from the husband. She used to sleep in a place no one will touch. If she touches a cup, no one will touch it. If she ate from something, no one will touch the plate. This culture influenced who? The pagans, Arab. Before Islam, I'm talking about before Islam. This is a Jewish culture. You know, Jews, they are there since 500 years at the Medina, around Bani Qaynuqa, Bani Nadir. Okay? So they used there. They came before about at least 500 years before. They were after the collapse of Jerusalem on the hands of Romans. So they came and they are Semitic tribes. They are very close, like the cousins of the Arabs. So they were fighting with them, but nevertheless, Jews, they have scripture, they have prophets. Arabs, they were what? Ignorant pagans. Nothing. So anything happens will influence them. So this is part of the Jewish culture at that time, which was influencing the Arabs. Somehow, there was some kind of notion in the Medina, when a woman is facing this time, don't be close from her. Don't touch, don't touch, don't come. So she was used to be humiliated. She's insulted 24 hours, at least an average 7 days every month. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in specific at that time, he used when Aisha was in that period of time. Hear what many people they don't know. Anything she eats from, he used to hold it and to eat from it. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything she drinks from, he used to hold it and drink to give. It's not just to break the false culture. It's just to express love, true love, to express that you are the closest to my heart. You are not impure human being. This is a ritual thing, not a physical thing. You know, we call it in Islam, what we call, for example, al-hayd wal-janaba, which is the monthly period for a woman, or the status of a janaba for men or woman. We call it ritual impurity. It's not a physical thing. It's something, just you have to go and to do ghusl or ihtisal, and that's it. But you will stay tahir, you are pure. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, Al-mu'minu la yanjus. The believer will not, in any status, will be impure physically. It's ritual impurity. Needs you to go and to do what we call it, ghusl. Like, let's say, like a ritual shower, okay? So this is like it's not just correction for misconceptions. It's bringing back the dignity of the woman at her house. Plus, expressing, you know, romantic life. Plus expressing, you know, emotions and love between husbands and wives. This is like simple message. You can make analogy. Qiyas in many different cases at the house. Now, another example, and I will close this file. It's a very, very famous example, but we can take many lessons from it. Aisha radiallahu anha, when one of the days Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was at her house or her room, let's say, okay, so it happened that Zainab radiallahu anha sent some kind of food in a dish, sweets or food, something on a plate with one of the kids, okay, servants, something to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while Prophet Muhammad in the night of Aisha, the one who sent was Zainab. Now, both of them, they are the wives of Prophet Muhammad. So Aisha confesses in the Hadith al-Sahih in Bukhari and Muslim at the what we call Hadith al-Ifk, the story and the problem of the Ifk some believers and some hypocrites accused Aisha radiallahu anha of committing the fahisha. And it's a long story and it's a very rich story. In that story, Aisha says, she was praising Zainab that even though she was the most and serious competitor with me, Aisha said, قَالْ وَهِيَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تُسَامِينِي عِنْدَ قَلْبِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Aisha confesses, the Hadith Sahih said, I was not feel afraid from the competition of anyone. Okay? A competition of wives on the heart of a husband. From anyone except Zainab. She was the only one, really, I used to feel a serious threat from her on the heart of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's like two wives, like a normal jealous between women. Yet, so now there was some kind of, you know, let's say, normal, acceptable jealous between them. So Zainab sent food to Prophet Muhammad while he's in the time of Aisha. Who opened the door? It was Aisha. The kid now, or the Sabi al-Ghulam, the one, okay, this is from Zainab. From who? From Zainab. She felt very angry. She, you know, threw the food with the dish on the ground, and she was very angry. Everything was on the ground. Who was witnessing this? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look to the Asher. Now, the gift basically is for him, from his other wife, but in the time of Aisha. Aisha felt as if, what is the message? What is the point of sending a food to him in my day? It's unacceptable. She felt very angry. She lost completely her control and just threw it without saying anything. Now, try to pause, freeze. Arabic mentality. Normal Arab husband will do what? You know when they say, you brum shanab? You know brum shanab? You know, this is, it's like an expression to show his manhood now, okay? Who's the man here? Min al-ragil hina. How come you dare to do this? Maybe most of the Arabs will hit. At least they will say a very sharp words. And maybe they will do something much more. Maybe they will, really? Because you're insulting me. This is mine. This is no, whatever. Reaction of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He laughed. And he said, غارت أمكم, غارت أمكم. Your mother, she felt jealous. She felt jealous. He said, return it back to her. أصلحي. Return it. Fix what you have done and return it. He just smiled and he committed that this is out of jealousy. He did nothing. He did not insult. He did not say sharp words. He did not say, look, I am the man here. You have to blah, blah, blah. No, nothing. Simply, what do I mean by this? If you want real love, strong family, do you remember last time? One of the big golden rules that I started with was what? Love starts after marriage, not before. Al-hub shajara tabtadi' bil-zawaj. Love starts by marriage, not before. These kind of reactions are the seeds of the true love. So he is considering her nature. She feels jealous. Okay, let her express. Khalas finished? Okay, fix what you have done. Jazakallah. That's it. Close the file. Don't turn it to a war. Simply. She lost her temper and it's part of her nature. That's it. The same thing is applicable when we have it on something that men they feel very angry from, for example. So, okay, it's like many examples. So I will close this file now. I have many examples, but just because of limitations of time. Now, third phase. Now we have kids. Husband and wife. In this, inshallah, supposedly happy, strong family, they have kids. Okay, the basics, the methodology, the basis that they should be building their family on are what? I will be picking and choosing one of the most important things. I myself, since many years, I felt the most important start should be responsibility and the fear of committing injustice. Once you decided to choose a woman as your wife, once you decided to accept a man as your husband, by default in Islam, marriage means by default, if there is no obstacles by Allah, means we will have family, children. Okay. Children, marriage means responsibility. You are responsible on your sharaf, your ird. Okay? This is your honor now. She's fully dependable on you now. You have to work, to take care, to protect, to support, and you have to support him, to take care of him, so that you are one unit now. But part of the reproduction of the human beings, as we say now, the kids. So we have a bigger family now. Now, two main concepts, responsibility and fear of committing injustice. And I use one hadith for this. Try to memorize it. And please, please, if you can, try to teach it to others around you. It's a very famous hadith, and I need just a simple part of the hadith. It's an amazing hadith, a fearful hadith, important hadith. It's called Hadith al-Muflis, the hadith of the bankrupt, al-Muflis. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Atadruna man al-Muflis?" I will say it in Arabic in full, then I will translate it in English. قال أتدرون من المفلس؟ قالوا المفلس فينا يا رسول الله من لا درهم عنده ولا متاع. قال المفلس من أمتي من يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وصيام وزكاة وصدقة ويأتي وقد شتم هذا وضرب هذا وأكل مال هذا فيأخذ هذا من حسناته وهذا من حسناته فإذا فنيت حسناته أخذ من سيئاتهم ثم ألقيت عليه ثم ألقي في جهنم. It's مخيف. Horrible hadith. Prophet Muhammad says, he was talking with the companions in a very clever, profiting, teaching way. He said, do you know who's the muflis? Do you know who's the bankrupt? They say, al-muflisu fina ya Rasulullah. The bankrupt, according to us, ya Rasulullah, is the one who does not have money or personal belongings. La mal wala mata'. Now, Prophet Muhammad knows what they know. He was not asking them because he was seeking the knowledge from them. It's like, in my language, it's like going to someone, you are planning to change their mentalities or to change the concept inside them. It's like in the computer language, when you do right-click highlights, you have a page. Right-click, select, Control-A, highlights. Right-click, delete. Then copy from someone else, add, save. What does this mean? You have something, you want to remove it and to replace it with something else. أتدرون من المفلس? Do you know who's the bankrupt? All of them, they highlighted what they have. Yes, يا رسول الله. It is the one who does not have personal belonging and money. Okay. قال المفلس من أمتي. From now on, the new definition for the bankrupt is delete what you have, take the new definition. He is the one who's in the day of judgment will come, even though in his record, he has the following, صلاة صيام زكاة صدقة, which means he used to be an amazing Muslim. Super Muslim, nice Muslim. But in the same time, in parallel, in his account, the other side of the account, يأتي وقد ضرب شتم أذى ظلم. He was praying, yes. Paying sadaqah, yes. Yes. But in parallel, he used to hit the people. He used to insult the people. He used to curse the people. And he used to do, this is what I need now, ظلمة. قال to do injustice. It's a horrible word. Now, the divine court in the day of judgment, محكمة العدل الإلهي, the currency, the way of exchange, the way of compensation will not be US dollar or Jordanian dinar or Canadian dollar. Now, we have rewards and sins. حسنات وسيئات. Now, according to the divine justice, يأخذ هذا من حسناته وهذا من حسناته. So he has this amount of حسنات. Okay. Now, the first person, he came, he needs this amount of حسنات from him. فيأخذ هذا من حسناته. This is the remains. Number two, he took this. خلاص, his حسنات is finished. طب, what is the result? قال, فإذا فنيت حسناته, أخذ من سيئاتهم. This person now, he needs حسنات from this gentleman. He does not have حسنات. What should he do? This person will take from the سيئات, the sins of this person. قال أخذ من سيئاتهم. Part of their sins will be taken. قال ثم تلقى عليه ثم يلقى في جهنم. And it will be taken and it will be thrown in his account. He will be thrown into the hellfire. Because of ضرب شتم ظلم. ضرب شتم ظلم. He used to hit, to insult, to do injustice. He does have hasanat, but he will lose them because of his account, in, out. It's like, just a few days ago, I used this hadith in the khutbah. I used to say it's exactly like someone, if he's asked, do you have a bank account? Yes. Do you have a monthly income? Alhamdulillah, yes, brother. How much do you earn? $10,000 a month, alhamdulillah. So what about your expending? شو المصروفات? Expenses. Huh? What about your expenses? Tell me. Okay, I know. Okay, you earn 10,000 a month. How much do you spend on monthly basis? Wallahi, Sheikh, the average is 25. My credit card. And my credit card, they ask me just to pay just by the end of the year. Oh, 25 multiplied by 12. You have earned 120,000. صح? طيب, your expenses? 25 multiplied by 12, I think 300,000. Delete 120 out of 300, the remaining debt here in your neck is 180,000. Simply prepare yourself to go to jail. But I'm earning 10,000. I know, brother, but you are spending 25,000. This is how we have to calculate it. So this is one of what we call one of the ways that Iblis and our weak selves, that really we do cheat ourselves. Because I pray, I don't care that I'm a bad person with my family. No, you have to care, because this will lead you to lose this. This does not mean you are not earning hasanat. You are earning. But you will lose them in the time of the compensation. This is the problem. Now, why I'm quoting this? This is the most important hadith for me when I'm talking about a family. Especially talking, number one, the father. Number two, the mother. Then as parents, once you have decided to bring human lives, i.e. kids, males and females, into this earth, this is how you start. Responsibility, be fear of injustice. Be careful. It's your responsibility that this person should be a nice, good person on earth. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to give him and her the deen, the akhlaq, and the role model. He must witness you as a role model. If he went astray, dull, because I was not a role model for him, I am the one who's in charge of responsibility in the day of judgment. If I'm a smoking person and he started to smoke, then because of smoking, he started dealing with drugs, I am responsible. If he saw me drinking alcohol and he started drinking alcohol, I'm responsible. If he saw me as a mother, any wedding party I go and I'm the best dancer there as a mother in front of the men, and she decided simply just to chase my footsteps, I'm responsible. If I'm all the time doing gossip and backbiting, you know, this is the problem of some women, you know? This is a pure Arabic one, okay? When some women, they gather, they start, this is an Arabic culture. Some of them, when they gather, they do something, they say, Allah la yaktubha alay ghibe, Allah la yaktubha alay ghibe, Allah la yaktubha alay ghibe. They do like this. It just means, ya Allah, you know that, I don't mean it. Then she starts to talk about the others. When she finishes everything, okay, du'a kaffarat al-majlis. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. It means, ya Allah, forgive us. But you know, I have to speak. Ya ammi fadahtiha. Ya ammi, you destroyed her life. You have no right to talk about her in this way. But you know, it's a disaster. I'm losing my point. If you as a mother, this is what your kids are witnessing, it's a disaster. They should be witnessing you when something wrong. For example, they should you to be not a hypocrite with your husband. Don't keep, hitting him in his back when he leaves the house. على اليوم اللي جفتك فيه على اليوم اللي تزوجتك فيه الله لا يوفق اللي فرجاني إياك الله لا يوفقك يا أم فلان اللي عرفتيني عليه. You are planting the seeds of what in the heart of your kids? What? Hatred for their father, or the opposite. If you do not respect their mother in front of them, do you think they will respect their wives when they became adults? No, you are a role model. We have to be careful. We have to be careful not to commit injustice for our kids. Then I will quote two quick examples. But how many minutes do we have, Dula? Alhamdulillah. أنا زي ما بحكوا بالعربي حاس واحد لحقني بعصاية. Always, I'm always, I don't have enough time. What I was saying. آخر إيش كنت أحكي يا شو؟ Yes. جزاك الله خير. Two hadiths. This is my favorites. The two hadiths are narrated by Imam Bukhari. One of them, it was narrated by Aisha. The other one, I think, by Abu Huraira. So I will mix the two hadiths very quickly. In the two incidents, an Arabian or Arabi كان جالسا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. في رواية الأقرع بن حابس التميمي وفي رواية أعرابي كان جالسا عند النبي. In both cases, in both hadiths, on both narrations, now an Arabian from a desert person, he was sitting on the existence of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. One of his grandsons, Al-Hasan al-Hussein, came crawling. Then as a natural reaction, Prophet Muhammad, he holded his grandson and he put him in his lap and he kissed him. قال فحمله وضعه في حضنه وقبله. The reaction of the desert person, he was a Sahabi, but he was a very tough Arabian. You know, their lives in the desert is very difficult and very tough. His reaction was, in one of the hadith, قال أتقبلون صبيانكم فإن لا نقبلهم. He said, his reaction was, do you kiss your kids? We don't. Which means for us, how come you kiss your kids? We don't. This is his culture. He does not kiss his kids. In the other hadith, in the other incident, he says, or the other riwayah for the same hadith, he says, قال أتقبلون صبيانكم والله إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا قط. He said, do you kiss your kids? He's addressing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, by Allah, I have 10 kids. The word walad in Arabic, it's applicable on males and females. It does not mean a boy, walad. Walad, it's applicable in Arabic language on both males and females. Okay? We'll say awlad does not mean boys. Awlad means males and females. Okay? He
He said, by Allah, I have 10 kids, friends and mullahs. I have never, ever kissed any one of them. He said that in a context of being proud of what he's doing. The reaction of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, in the first incident, he said, قَالْ أَوَأَمْلِكُ لَكَ أَن نَزَعَ اللَّهُ الرَّحْمَةَ مِنْ قَلْبِكَ. What can I do for you if Allah has taken mercy out of your heart just by not kissing your kids? As if he's judging him as he is a person without mercy, just because he was not kissing. قَالْ أَوَأَمْلِكُ لَكَ. What can I do for you if God has taken the mercy out of your heart? In the other hadith or the other riwayah, قال من لا يرحم لا يرحم. The one who does not show mercy for others, God will not be merciful with him. Ya Allah, it's just if I'm not kissing. Not kissing means what? Not expressing love. Not kissing means what? There is no physical contact with my kids. Not kissing means what? I do not hold them. I do not hug them. I do not come close to them, I don't listen to them, I do not express my emotions to them, which means I'm just an ATM machine for them. You know what this means? I'm just the one who brings the money and that's it. How many Muslims, this is their role in their houses? ATM machine. For the kid, if you ask many kids now, who is the father? He will say the ATM machine. Who is the father? He's the one who brings sweets to me. Who is the father? He's the one who buys PlayStation 4 for me. What else? That's it. La ilaha illallah. It's a big mistake now. There is a very disaster here. The father, any kid should, when you ask, who's the father? He's my friend. Who's the father? Most close to me. Who's the father? He's the one who takes care of me when I cry. Who's the father? This is what they should. That is the one who buys sweets for me. We need to change it, by the way. I'm addressing the Arabic culture. Because in this, we have a serious problem. I don't know about other culture, I'm not an expert, but Arabic culture, I'm nearly sure about what I'm talking about. Okay? So, in general, قال من لا يرحم لا يرحم. Look, it's amazing. So let's pay attention to this point. The other message in the context, so I remind you, now I'm trying to highlight how should we be dealing with our kids? Subhanallah. It's by the will of Allah. Just yesterday, I was giving a khutbah about parking in Islam. The khutbah was about parking in Islam. Actually, it was about how to be a good representative for Islam, but through the disaster of parking in Islam. Because some Muslims, every Friday, they park their cars in the wrong places, and they cause some non-Muslims outside the masjid to hate Islam. Every Friday, for example, they say, brothers, please, 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 please don't park your car in that place or in that place. They are complaining. They are phoning. They are calling the police. They are calling these kind of trucks to tow the cars. Every Friday. Yet we have people, they do repeat it. Okay? So we were discussing what? So I made a special khutbah with the parking Islam. I mean, don't misbehave on behalf of Islam so that the people will not hate Islam. So I was using the following two, let's say, one of the things that I said. Now, I will use it now in terms of what I call it as you have to be a role model for your kids, the father, the mother. Because this is what we need now. One of the two beautiful things or quotations, if you can memorize them, please try to fix them in your mind and try do your best to tell others about them. Habibi, kids, Habibi, please, can you move from here and leave this area? I lose my concentration. Lo samahat, please. Okay, try to play there. Ruha, there. No, don't do this for him. No. Let him walk on his... Yes, yes, sir. Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much. So the first one, in terms of being a role model, the statement says, sorry, sir, I can't hear you. Your action is louder than your words. Sorry, sir, I can't hear you. Your action is louder than your words.
In my language, I don't care with what you say. I care with what you do. So imagine that I'm the father now. Wallahi, you know my kids. You know my beloved daughter. You know my beloved. I love you very much. Okay. But I'm very tough with them. I'm always screaming and shouting. They don't care with what I say. They care with what I do. I'm always nervous. All the time. So the end result, what is the message? I don't love them because I'm always nervous with them. They don't care. Sorry, sir, I can't hear you. I can't listen to you because action has much more powerful influence than the words. So the first one, every father should be reminding himself with, sorry, I can't hear you. Your action is louder than your words. Every mother at home should be remembering this. Yeah, I mean, what can I do? I'm always nervous. Okay, it's not their problem. It's your problem. You control yourself. You are the mother. You are the role model. Yeah, I mean, but I'm very busy. Okay, not their problem. They have the rights to have a, let's say, safe environment, not all the time. And unfortunately, I can't discuss other cultures, but in some Arabic cultures, it's very famous what we call the concept of al-la'n. Okay? Allah yal'anak, Allah yukhdak, Allah waddik, ilahi. Ilahi farjini fiki yom. إلهي يبعث لك واحد يفرجيك الكذا ما فرجتيني إلهي يسم بدنك إلهي يفرج هبدك. You know, these expressions means mothers in general in some Arabic cultures, they do a lot when they feel angry, they keep cursing their kids. May Allah curse you. May Allah bring a husband just to show the hellfire. May Allah judah. And sometimes the disputing point will be just washing the dishes. جلس حصون يعني المشكلة بتكون جلس حون. نوصل مرحلة اللعن. Are you with me? Am I exaggerating or do you have this, especially Arab culture? Do you have it or not? It's a problem. Serious problem. I'm talking about role model. What I'm planting in their hearts now? The first moment they find an opportunity to leave the house, they will do it. Be careful. Be careful. The most powerful element of keeping the strong ties inside the house, love and respect. Be careful. Respect will come if you are a true role model. Don't be contradicting with yourself. What you say, you do. What you do, you say. Now, the other statement, which really I love, it was a title, and I urge you to watch this video. It's just less than 2 minutes or 3 minutes. I will give you the title of the video. The title of the video is Children Do What They See, Not What You Say. Amazing. It's just 3 minutes. It was produced in Holland. Amazing, amazing. Just go to YouTube. Just type Children See, Do What They See, Not What You Say. I will not tell you what it is, the video. It's just less than 3 minutes. Go and watch it. Amazing. But look to the statement, children do what they, not what you or I say. The same thing, it's like I can't hear you. So we have to be careful about this, please. Now, because this will lead us next time when we talk about Birr al-Walidain. Next time it will be my final, I will be discussing what? Birr al-Walidain. You know, عقوق الوالدين, disrespecting the parents is considered كبيرة من كبائر in Islam, which is major sin. Many parents, they don't pay attention that so that you and me to enjoy Birr al-Walidain, which is the highest level of respect for parents, we have to apply before it what? Al-Birr bil-Abna, which is you need to build inside their hearts love, respect, role model, so that we'll be able to apply the concept of birr with you. Now, they are not angels. They are human beings. If I kept all that, I'm always nervous. I'm always angry. I don't show love. I don't express love. I don't hug. I don't kiss. I don't talk. I don't discuss. I don't give time. I don't anything. Okay, I'm now 50 or 60. Yalla. Show me Birr al-Walidain, ya muhtarameen al-an. You will not see it. So it will be, most likely, unless if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of them or someone in the masjid helped them, not because of me, they will be dubir, okay? But if they do not, they will be committing a major sin, and part of the responsibility will be mine. I will be suffering. I have lost my opportunity.
I will be suffering, they will be committing a major sin. So all of us, we are losers because of me. All of us. So we have to pay attention to this. One of the major messages and most important things that I need to pay attention to is what I call, be careful, always do your best to spend quality time with your kids. It's one of the golden rules. Quality time, be careful. Quality time is not necessarily a quantity of time. You know, we have a quality and quantity. Now, some parents, out of maybe ignorance sometimes, when you tell them you must spend that time with your kids, alhamdulillah, Sheikh, I do spend time with my kids. Okay, tell me, what do? We say, every day we watch the TV together for 5 hours. You are not spending a time with your kids. Say, no. I and him, all of us, we watch TV together. Yes. You are not spending time with him. You are now slaves for a device called TV. You are not spending time with him. He is spending time with Hollywood hero or with something behind the screen. He's not spending the time with you. It's just physically your body happened to be next to his body. You are not spending a time with him. Quality time means special action and reaction and mutual, okay, interaction between both of you, and should be a quality time. What do you mean quality time? Quality time means, one of the definitions, that you spend the time, there is a benefit behind it, and there is a result while you sit with him. Now, the quality time does not mean you have to spend 10 or 5 or 2 or 3 hours a day, but make it a quality time. I will give you examples. Some people, they are very busy because they have to work, or otherwise they can't cover their expenses. May Allah be with them. Allah yakun ba'un al-kul. Many of us, we are in this status, if not most of us. Okay, good, I know. Some of us, they have to work 2 things or 3 things sometimes, part-time, just to cover the expenses. Now, what shall I do, Sheikh? Don't worry. Come to the concept of quality time. Quality time, no need to sit for 5 hours with them in the living room. But whenever you see them, hug them. Don't leave the house before taking a decision. Even if they are in bed still, go. Do rub on their asses. Hi, nice. Hey, how are you? I will miss you. I'm leaving. I will keep dreaming about you, my sweetheart. Give me a hug while he's in bed. Don't leave him without a kiss, for example. Don't leave her without, where is my queen? If I heard anyone hurted my queen, when I come back, I will show him. She will smile that she is the queen and no one will touch her. No one will hurt her. You will leave. She will be dreaming with her father, called her the queen of the house. For example, this took no more than 1 minute from you, but it's a quality time, okay? When you come back at home, for example, let be your priority, not the food, for example. ايش طابخين يا مرة? No, this is not the priority. No. The priority, where is my beloved kids, for example? Or the priority, where's my real queen, the mother? Let them see you while you are respecting their mother and hugging your wife in front of them. Then ask them about, come, tell me about the most beautiful thing happened with you today. Fun with them, for happy, for example. Daddy, I did so and so and so. Listen to him. Listen to her. Give him a time. Yami, okay. You know, I'm busy now. I want to eat food. Khalas, you broke the ties with him. Okay? Let him speak with you. For example, 2, 3, 5 minutes. I'm not saying 2 hours. I know you are hungry. You have to pay some for this. 2, 3 minutes, listen to them. If it will take more time, apologize from them. Nice, I'm very happy to see. I will see your marks. I'm very happy for you. Okay, can I ask you just, my dear beloved, just I want to take the dinner. Then I want to sit to hear the details. Thank you, Daddy. Okay, go and do whatever you're doing. I will see you in 10 minutes. No problem, this is quality. Okay, then another 10 minutes, 5 minutes here, 2 minutes here. I keep making them feel that I do care. I'm outside. If they have mobiles, for example, what will happen to me if every 3, 4 hours I receive the joke, I saw something nice, just I sent to my daughter, or even if she's 16 or 17 or 18 or 12, just my dear beloved, okay, look to this joke, or just a smiley face, or love heart for my son, my daughter, my wife. No problem at all. Just, okay, you are part of my memory. I remember you. Just, this is quality time. We have, you know, communication the devices amazingly. I'm just giving you examples. Type. Examples about the quality time. Let them be fully convinced that the best time in the day is the time when you exist in the place, not when you leave. But how? Do your best to keep smiling. Do your best to react in the best manner with them, even when they do mistakes. Children, by default, they do mistakes. Reaction, normal reaction, very angry, very tough. I might hit or insult. Ruh nam, or I might say very bad, tough words. No, come to me. Why did you do this? Daddy, yani, no. Okay, but you know this is a mistake? Yes, I know. Okay, say sorry for your sister now. Daddy, because, okay, you are a great person. You are a hero. You are like Umar al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu. She's your sister. You have to apologize for her now. Please, 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 do it now. Daddy, it's not me. Please say sorry for her. Hug her and say sorry. Look how many things I achieved by this. I was not nervous. I did not hit. I did not insult. I gave him a lesson. I made him convinced that he did a mistake. I asked him to apologize. Then I gave him a hug. Now for him, he will not be afraid all the time from facing me or sitting with me or talking with me or expressing himself with me. I will be his friend. I will be the closest person to him. And this is applicable on, I'm giving examples about I as a father, but this is the same thing is applicable on anyone as a mother. The same thing for your daughter, for your son. Look, if this is the way how we deal with our kids on daily basis, maybe I will be sitting with them, if I collected all the times together, no more than 1 hour or no more than 40 minutes. But every minute counts. Every minute leaves something very dear in their minds and their hearts. While sitting with them for 5 hours, playing with my mobile, and they are playing with their PlayStation or mobile. What is this? This is nothing, zero. The benefit is zero for them and for me. I'm not sitting with them. I'm not spending a time with them. So this is how many of us should be doing this, inshallah. How many minutes to the adhan? 20 minutes to the adhan? 14. Okay, mutas. طيب. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. Now, you must, if you want really to go to bring up your kids to be one of the best Muslims and true believers, one of the golden rules: show respect. We were talking about express love, okay? Hug, kiss. Now we are talking about you have to show respect since they are kids, because if they do not feel that they are respected human beings. If I, as a father or a mother, kept insulting them or hurting them by بعيد عنكو, some culture, they use sometimes, you know, very bad words. يعني, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say it, but some cultures, sometimes at home, part of their بعيد عنكو, يا تيس, يا حمار, يا غبي, يا, you know, like this, which means you stupid, you idiot, you donkey, you blah, 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 all the time. Now, when he hears these words addressed by his father or his mother or both on daily basis, tens of times, the way that he or she looks to himself will be what? Down. His self-esteem will be zero. So you can't make him not even a good Muslim, not even a normal stable human being. He will not be a stable human being. He will be facing some kind of psychological problems, by the way. If I kept just yakada, yakada, all the time. So he lost any kind of positive view to himself. So I have to be careful. I must show respect. Even if I'm very angry, even if he did something bad, it's my role how to bring him up, how to fix him, how to help him in a high manner way. Even if he did something wrong. And he will, by the way. Is there any person on earth who will not make mistakes when he's a kid? It's impossible. It's by default. This is the role of you as a merciful father and a merciful mother to take care of them. Put rules. You can punish, but with high moral ways. Don't hit. Don't insult.
Don't break the concept of respect. Don't use any kind of insulting words like animals, okay, for example, or idiot or stupid. Imagine the person that every day, anything he or she does, ya ghabi, ya ghabi, ya hmar, ya tis, ya ghabi, ya hmar, ya tis. You are a donkey, you are an idiot, you are stupid, you are whatever, you are all the time. Khalas. Maybe he will fail in everything in his life. So we need to show respect. I speak with him as a complete respected human being, like anyone I'm dealing with outside in the street, even if he's a kid. And don't think that this will not count. Wallahi, it counts. But you need to be aware of this. Don't say, ya ammi, bida aqad ana ashghal bali. No, yes, yes, you have to busy your mind with this. At the end, they are your kids. They are part of your responsibility, and they must be, inshallah, inshallah. If you take care of what I'm talking about in general, you will be enjoying the end result of إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمُ انْقَطَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, if the son of Adam passed away, all channels of feeding or supporting his account after death from rewards will be stopped except from three main gates or channels after death. One of them, صَدَقَ جَارِيَةً. One of them, عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, which is, you know, he has spread the knowledge and the people, they are benefiting. So the ajr of those people will come. Third one, most important now, because it's applicable on most of us, which is وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. Walad means a boy or a girl, a son or a daughter. صالح, لَهَبْ, صالح. Don't say وَلَدٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. He said وَلَدٌ صالح, which means righteous, pious, good, nice, true, practicing Muslim, making dua for him, a boy or a girl. Tayyib, this walad salih will come just from the heavens, will come with like the Disneyland with the birds. Jibreel alayhi salam will bring him to me. No, I will be responsible on his existence. It's my job to let him be walad salih. But the amazing benefit of walad or bint saliha, after I pass away, the channel of receiving the words will stay, you see, working. The meter is counting for my benefit, and even though I passed away, it's amazingly. But how can I guarantee this? Taking care of these things. Taking care of these things. Which means, whenever you do your best. Salaam, rahmatullah, ahlan wa sahlam. Hayakum Allah, salaam. Kayf halkum? Allah yajzikum khair. Showing respect as a golden rule, expressing love with the examples of Al-Aqra bin Habis and others, and the two statements that I have highlighted. Now, to be much more academic and scientific, I have to pay your attention to something very important. I'll try my best to stop by the Adhan and not to stay after the Adhan. Now, some people, they say, Ya Sheikh, Ya Doctor, we see some people, sometimes we did our best and we are doing our best, but they are not responding. I mean, the end result, the fruit has come as opposite to what we were planning. Is it possible? Is it possible? Is it possible that you do your best and you do not fall any kind of shortings, any shortcomings, yet your kids will be, unfortunately, God forbid, they became very bad. Is it possible? I'm asking, is it possible? Yes, definitely yes. But what shall I do? Nothing. Nothing. But have you done your best? Yes, don't worry. Let me give you a concept and a story just to give you the relief. Do you think it's just coincidence that Allah decided to tell us about the story of Nuh alayhi salam? Do you think? La. There is a big aim behind telling us part of the story. You know, the son of Nuh alayhi salam, according to the Quran, what we know, we don't know the age of Nuh, how he lived, but we know that he spent 950 years just making da'wah. فَلَبِثَ فِي قَوْمِهِ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامٍ. Literally, 950 years just making da'wah. Yet, his son was a kafir. His son. Do you think Nuh did not do his best? He did, definitely. It's not just this. He's considered from the five Ulil Azm min al-Rusul, the most highly appreciated, respected, high class,
VIPs, prophets. You know, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. Ul al-azm min ar-rusul. It's not just, you know, exceptional. Nuh from them. And Allah praised them in many cases. Yet, his son decided to commit kufr. I don't want. Look, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qala ya bunayyir kam ma'ana wa la takun ma'al kafirin. He was begging him. You know, when the flood started, the water comes out from the bottom of the earth. The heavens are raining, you know, the flood. Ya bunayyir kam ma'ana, he was begging, please come. It's like when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was begging Abu Talib. Ya ammi qulha ashhadu laka biha 'inda Allah yawm al-qiyamah, please my uncle, just say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. He refused Abu Talib. He passed away as a kafir. Now ya bunayya irkab ma'ana, qala sa'awi ila jabali ya'simuni min al-ma. He said, I don't care, I will go to the top of the mountain. Qala la 'asim al-yawm, no one is protected from the decision of Allah, no one, please come with me. Then Allah is addressing Nuh, and this is what I need for us. قال يا نوح إنه ليس من أهلك إنه عمل غير صالح فلا تسألني ما ليس لك به علم. He said, يا نوح, he's not from your family, which means metaphorically, as if metaphorically he is from his descent chip. Biologically he is his son, but Allah is telling him, don't consider him from your family. Simply, in my language, close the file, يا نوح. خلاص, forget him. Okay? طب, what does this mean? But Allah did not say, يا نوح, why you did not you do your best? Because he did his best. Allah was not blaming Nuh. He told him, close the file, يا نوح. You decided to become as such, he decided. It's his full freedom. He will be held accountable for it. Even Nuh was not able to change the decision of his son, because his son is a completely dependable entity, and he has his decision. He decided to be a kafir. Let him face the consequences of his decision. What shall I do? Nothing. Just, ya Allah, just help me not to be a reason for the kufr of my son. But he decided, what can I do? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Why am I mentioning this? To tell you the following very important rule in Islam. What is the rule? And by the way, the rule that I will be highlighting now, I personally, as Amjad, talk about self. After believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam, it was the most powerful, helpful element in Islam that helped me to be powerful in my religion since 35 years and to be proud of my religion. Do you know what is it? That we will be held accountable before Allah for our intentions and our efforts, not according to our end results. No accountability for results. Accountability for niyat and juhud. It's for your intention and your efforts. Because sometimes you have a pure niyat, amazing efforts, zero result. Is it possible? طبعاً. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يأتي النبي ومعه واحد. A prophet spent his life for his ummah, just one person. قال ويأتي النبي ومعه اثنان. At the day of judgment, some prophets, because by the way, Quran mentioned to us 25 prophets and messengers by their names. But Allah says in the Quran, وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. The other of them, we don't know the number. Maybe the hundreds, maybe the thousands. So some of the prophets will come with one believer. Some of them with two believers. Do you think he was falling in short? He was not fulfilling his duty? No, it's impossible. But they did not respond. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. He's a prophet, highly respected. He will be rewarded from the people of the Jannah, but no one listened to him. So this rule should be always, as you say, you know, clear in our mind. I have to do my best. The result is not my problem, but after doing my best, because sometimes maybe the person will not listen to me. دقيقتين ضال. طيب. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. Okay. In 2 minutes, I will finish. By the adhan, inshallah, I have to finish. This is our third session. What we will be doing. The first session, how to choose your spouse.